Well, it's a multi-state outcome assessment, and it's with several other states who want to be on the forefront of looking at authentic student learning based on what's actually going on in the classroom.
How will the assessment work? Will you track an entire class or individuals through tests or grades or both?
What will happen, these nine states will come together and come up with common rubrics looking at what we've all determined to be good learning assessments, good learning outcomes. And then what will happen is that we will get aggregate data from each of the universities that are participating, and we will put it into that learning common rubric. We call it the value rubric, by the way. And then we will see exactly on baseline where they're at. We're not about comparing states to states here. We're kind of comparing ourselves to a particular goal we're trying to accomplish.
What areas of learning will you examine?
This is going to go on for a while. We're going to start first with assessment of written communication and quantitative literacy, because in many cases that's what employers are telling us that we could do a better job of. So this will take into account those. Then we'll go to critical thinking and next after that. And then once we see what's happening there, we'll see where we go next. So we're going to take this in a very methodical manner and looking at it. But those are the ones we're going to start with first.
Sounds like you're looking for the skills that employers are looking for.
Well, it's just not the skills that employers are looking for. We know they're good learning skills to have. I mean, the basis of having a good professional outcome in higher education is making sure that you can apply it in a way that people can understand, you can do it with diverse people, and you can communicate it in written oral forms. We also know that good thinking is good higher learning. So, employers are looking for that, obviously, but we're also looking for that in higher education.
Why is it important for schools like UK, NKU, and Hazard Community College to participate in a study like this?
Each one of those represent a sector of our education in Kentucky. In other words, you have a research university with UK, you have Northern, which is one of our comprehensive universities, and you have Hazard, which is a representative of our two-year community college system. So each of those have unique outcomes, if you will, or unique missions that they have. But we argue that they all need to have similar learning outcomes, similar quality in many ways, even though they have a mission to serve different population groups. So it's good to have such strong representation. All three of these, obviously, are very strong schools. So they are there to represent their sectors.
What will you do with the information once it's gathered?
What we're really hoping to do is to get an idea of what is good student learning. And then that information from the pilot studies we will have, we will try to purport it across the U.S. to show a valid and reliable way of doing student learning, quality learning, in many ways. This gives us an opportunity to help all universities around the nation to do equal to that.
You can find out how to get more information about the Council on Postsecondary Education on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Thompson, thank you.
Well, thank you.